We left Honolulu in the dark, blinking and a little bleary. 97 teens and 26 adults boarded that early plane for Kauai. We were greeted by light rain in Lihue, with clouds nestling along the ridges behind Kauai Community College. Hawaii Youth Symphony has just completed a new strategic plan, one that builds on its first 50 years of student success. HYS Executive Director Randy Wong hopes to combine the openness of a community music lab with the rigor of a first-class conservatory.
Music is really the great social equalizer, because it doesn't matter where students come from, doesn't matter their economic background, doesn't matter who their parents are or what grades they're getting in school. Music gives kids of all backgrounds the opportunity to achieve. I don't believe in talent at all. Oftentimes when I hear people speak of talent, it's usually something like this: oh, so-and-so is so talented. They're so talented that they don't need to practice. And I think that that does an incredible disservice both to the person that they're speaking about and then the support system that has helped that person to become who they are. Anybody who has had any kind of success in anything has had to work for it, right? And we highly prize the work ethic. Any child can achieve through music. You just have to practice and you just have to be ambitious and work for it.
Well, no, the instruments are back here. Yeah, okay. So just take them on stage, and then we can start at 4.
Things are coming together for the concert. There's actually a lot going on backstage. This is bassist Christopher Yick.
I like the lower register a lot.
Yeah. What a feeling, huh? Is that the lowest note it can do
then? Yeah, but then that one has the extender.
That's Taiga Benito.
People are getting really innovative with the bass, and then it's one of the fastest instruments that's moving forward.
How?
You see a bass in almost every type of music now. So jazz, rock, even in EDM, you hear that bass kick in sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Boy, bass is over there, drums over here, a timpani, dozens of music stands, xylophones. A lot of this was brought in by the advanced team. That's Jerry Kushiyama here.
Gary Hirokane.
Hirokane.
And Tom Shigeta.
Delbert.
Delbert.
Nakaoka.
I'm just a volunteer. David Yee.
Lloyd Nakamayeja.
Your kid
graduated. Both kids.
Is your child here now?
No.
Oh, you're returning just for fun too?
None of us have children in here already. They're all graduated.
Why do you keep coming back and doing this?
But it is for the program. They got good people in the organization. So we're willing to help out. What little we do.
Actually, these guys transport and set up all the larger instruments that can be borrowed on island. They prep backstage with chairs, tables, food. Then they transfer all the students with their backpacks, luggage, and instruments.
And it is a kind of a tight timeline. So we can't afford a truck breakdown. It does mess up everything.
Yeah.
Nothing has ever gone wrong, except they did schedule a concert on Super Bowl Sunday. That happened only one time. It never happened again.
But we still were
the
there.
Crew, with Gavin Hirokane on Oahu, do all the setup for Hawaii Youth Symphony. 4 orchestras. That's a lot of concerts. They're Les's crew. Les Murata has been helping out for decades. Everyone says he knows Hawaii Youth Symphony's conductor, Henry Miyamura, very well.
He's a perfectionist. I've seen him where he'll be conducting, and when there's an error, he'll stop, but he'll address a student to say you were playing that role wrong.
That's one of the skills that's gained Miyamura a rather fearsome reputation among young musicians.
Every year, at the beginning, the first rehearsal, he knows every student's name, even the new one. He calls them by their first name.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You know, this is the product of years of finessing this whole operation.
Yeah, and this bag doesn't belong here. There's no W on it.
Mr. Miyamura is very detail-oriented. And I think that's the whole thing with music. It's all about perfection and practicing and always trying to get it right.
This is trombonist Julia Lee.
It definitely is a higher level. But, you know, it's more fun. It's not as intense and maybe as I thought it would be, scary kind of thing. I was kind of nervous coming in, but it was definitely a good step up.
behind the bass clarinet. I need to hear more of your papa. Don't get me wrong, it was good, but don't let it come on. Okay, why don't you pick a 5-minute quick break?
Only 5 minutes.
That's kind of mean, but you know, the thing is that we have still a whole second half.
Time is short, and these are not abridged arrangements. Every kid is keyed to this conductor.
When a person plays one note, there are more than just the one note. There's lots of overtones in it. You can change the color of that sound by emphasizing different overtones. I know when the students initially were told to do some of those things, they thought I was a little bit off because they said, I can't hear it. You know, like they can't hear it. But I said, you have to really tune your ear to that. When they hit a tone, you're going to hear some resonance. As we change the resonance, you're going to start to hear more overtones.
From 100 instruments?
The way to get the overtones when you have a group is that they have to tune as perfect as possible so that it'll just start to resonate. And then when the overtones are resonant and present, the color of the sound changes.
Mr. Miyamura's tuning the wind instruments. Since they come in parts, he's basically telling them to shorten or lengthen the tube by minute fractions to alter the pitch and other nuances. Ryan Hirokawa knows a lot more about oboes than I do.
What do you like about the oboe?
I guess the tone. I really like how musical it can be, because the oboe, actually, I learned, is the instrument closest to how, like, the human voice, the human, like, vocal cords work. When I play the oboe, I feel like it's like my own voice almost. It's how I can express myself in a musical way. And so that's what I really like about it.
Daryl Miyasato is primarily a bassist. He grew up on Kauai, studied at the Manhattan School of Music, and played in the Spokane Symphony for 5 years before moving back to teach music at his alma mater, Kauai High. Do you think people are looking forward to this concert?
The symphony? The youth symphony? Oh, the kids are excited. Yeah, because this is kind of rare to have an orchestra here.
Miyasato teaches chorus, ukulele, piano, and marching and jazz bands.
To have a strings program would require a feeder program that could start in fifth grade maybe, or middle school.
We're blessed with being so small because everyone will come out to support whatever we do.
Sarah Tochiki is band director at Chifas Kamakahele Middle School in Lihue. She says there's a lot of music on Kauai, and anyone who's interested can participate. You're making me wonder if, in all our busyness, there's actually less music in our lives in Honolulu.
Mm.
I know people are so shaped by their music experiences.
It's something that is so personal, yet it's so social at the same time. It kind of defines kids as they grow up.
What do you think accounts for the respect Mr. Miyamura gets from these kids?
He just has a presence and a level of expectation. All of these musicians are aspiring to please him. And so for him as a conductor, he has to do very little to get them to respond. And that left hand, for most conductors, is the one that creates the music. It cues in the musicians. It stretches notes when it's supposed to. The right hand is more for keeping the tempo. But the left hand is the one where the nuances come through.
What amazes me is the respect they have for each other. Prima donnas could not make it here.
Students learn that that is part of the process. It's not about yourself. It's about the collective good. So if you have to sit there for 20 minutes while the director has to work with the cello on something, then it's not about you. It's about helping each other to be our very best. Ultimately, when the ensemble shines, they shine.
It's camaraderie. It's bonding. She absolutely adores playing with groups.
Audrey Klein says her daughter, Chelsea, a violinist, started in HYS Concert Orchestra, worked through U Symphony 2, and is now with YS1.
My husband has come to learn to appreciate classical music, so
we've all grown from the experience as well.
Which is good, because Chelsea's decided to make music her career. Oh, people are coming on stage.
Okay.
This is Shane Toothman.
Most people, they usually only know xylophone, and that's what this one is. But there's a bunch of other mallet instruments, like this one over here is a glockenspiel or bells. It's kind of the same thing, except it's made out of metal bars, you know, like bells.
Oh.
Compared to the xylophone, which is more wooden.
Every wooden slat has its own little metal amplifier below. Okay, you may never have seen this. It's Ethan Murakami's euphonium, or baritone. It's got metal tubes of different sizes arcing all around and ending with a flare. You got to tuck it under your arm to play.
What do you have to exactly do with your lips to get that to sound like that?
So with the mouthpiece, it's basically... Yeah, it's just kind of like putting your lips together and just... making a spitting sound almost.
Uh-huh.
And then that translates into... a note on this instrument. So if I were to play this, it would be but then on the euphonium it would sound like this.
No one has ever showed me that before. That's kind of wonderful.
Yeah, it's just the way that the piping changes the sound.
Parents experience some trepidation, not knowing what instrument might tickle their child's fancy. Laura Yamamoto said, anything but a tuba.
We didn't know what instrument he chose. So we have this long hallway to go into our house. And all of a sudden, he hears our door open, and he plays this big sound. And I looked at my husband going, is that the tuba? We come in the living room, and all I see is a tuba standing straight up on the couch. I was like, oh my goodness, where's my son? But then David goes, surprise, Mom! So he just loved the tuba from day one. When David first started, he could hardly, because he has asthma, so it's kind of amazing after those 5-6 years of being in tuba, it's amazing the force and all that he has to do it.
Backstage, parent volunteers are scurrying around. Tuxedos appear, black dresses, stockings, bow ties. Les Murata explains the system.
I make it easy for everyone. I make it enjoyable for everyone I deal with. And after that's all done, the next time I do it with them, oh, he's happy. Oh, man, anything you need, we got it for you.
This is local style. This whole organization is like relationships.
Yes, yeah, relationships.
I still see a lot of Youth Symphony kids from back in the 70s, and they're, you know, they're downtown, they're working, or they're doctors or lawyers.
Richard Ng, a violist in high school, chairs the Hawaii Symphony Board.
Same type of thing, like the kids today. You build friendships for life.
Tuition for a season in the top orchestra runs $575. The actual cost of services is estimated around $1,200. Financial aid up to 50% is available for tuition, private lessons, and instrument rental. Subsidies are available for neighbor island student travel.
It's every year when Henry goes, I don't know how I'm going to do this. You know, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And at the end, you know, I did it.
Kauai resident Dan Momohara. His kids commuted to rehearsals in Honolulu when they were HYS members decades ago.
That's why I'm still here supporting them, because I like the program. They raise the bar so high, and their expectations to the students are so high, and they meet it.
Okay, what time is it now?
Oh, it's about 10 to.
Are you getting nervous or anything, Les?
Not me.
Look, it's last minute, Les. He's still tuning those
guys.
No,
he's fine. This is good.
Yeah?
He usually don't finish ahead of time, and I have to push him. But he's very good today. I'm so happy. That's why I shook his hand, thanked him, and he wanted the PRAs for that.
Oh, there's Joseph Fujinami, YS1's concertmaster. HYS was recently awarded a prestigious residency by world-renowned violinist Midori. She touched as many people as she could, and Joseph and other students were given master classes.
Can she help you in 20 minutes?
Oh, in 20 minutes? One big thing that she talked about, which I'd never considered, was, you know, really the Baroque style. In Bach especially, it's all about light playing. I've been listening to some recordings of Isaac Stern and Chuck Perlman, and they play a little bit more heavier. She told me to hold the bow higher up to create that light sound. It was very insightful, I thought.
Listen to his playing here. Joseph plans to be an architect. An architect with this kind of sensibility. Midori Goto.
What's so fantastic about the Hawaii Youth Symphony is that they have an incredible group of alumni who are really, really dedicated to bringing more opportunities to the younger musicians. It's so great to see the executive directors and alum, the volunteers, the board of directors. You see people in the community that come to support the youth orchestra who are also alumni. They may not be professional musicians today, but what they've gained and the camaraderie, it's something that I think brings the community together.
Please put your hands together to welcome Maestro Henry Yamura and Youth Symphony Orchestra.